The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. Another Brexit spanner in the works. This time it's the Speaker. He's pretty smart, though, this bloke Burko. My God, he speaks well, doesn't he?
He does. He's not one to shy away from ruffling feathers, either. In fact, I think he's ruffled a whole damn chicken in the House of Commons today. This is the guy, after all, who's entrusted with safeguarding tradition, procedure and democracy in Parliament. And basically what he's saying is that Theresa May's Brexit deal should not come back for a third vote unless she changes it. To keep having votes on the same thing, he says, breaks all kinds of rules and conventions that date back to the year 1604. I actually looked up the year 1604. That happens to be the year when Dr. Faustus was first published, the man who sold his soul to the devil, but I'm sure that's pure coincidence. We also have an EU summit starting on Thursday, so in other words, it's all up in the air, and this won't be lost on our European partners slash foes.
Yeah, I just can't understand why you would take off the table one of the consequences of all of this, and that is no deal, by just saying to Europe...
A negotiating tool, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Be a negotiating tool. No deal. If you don't want to come to a deal, fine, we'll go away with no deal. What's this three teenagers dying in a hotel?
Oh, yeah, crowd crush. There was a St. Patrick's Day party, basically, for teenagers. I don't believe there was alcohol there, because they were seemingly all 16 and 17-year-olds, but anyway, not legally there. Quite a crowd built up. Suddenly the doors opened. Obviously, police are investigating, and it appears just a number of people, we're talking 100 people or so, pushed forward. Someone tripped. They ended up piling up on top of each other, and two 16-year-old boys and a 17-year-old girl were killed in the crush, in the stampede. One boy says there were so many people piled on top of him, he couldn't move for 20 minutes. You just wonder, in this day and age, how on earth that could happen. It was meant to be a party for people having fun.
But if the exits are inappropriate or out of date, and there's no means for people to escape, in those circumstances, one person falling over, it leads to this sort of mess. Three teenagers dead. Astonishing. Thanks, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.